Dr. Kim Anderson, our crop marketing specialist, is joining us now. Kim, let's dive right in and talk about how harvest is progressing.
Well, it's progressing on up through the state, but not as quick as we'd like. I talked to an elevator down in southern Oklahoma. He said that probably had 50% of the wheat in the bin right now. However, they wasn't able to start the combines till about 5 in the afternoon because of the humidity. Of course, this sun and dry weather is going to help that out, and that relatively soon, maybe this week, we'll be in northern Oklahoma with that harvest. The quality on the crop looks relatively good. The test weights all reported probably above 60 pounds. There was one farmer reported 66 pound test weight. Some areas that have small kernels, but overall, I think it's a relatively good crop.
In terms of the world's 21-22 wheat crop, how's that progressing?
Another record crop. The world right now projected to produce 29.2 billion bushels. The 2021 crop was 28.5 billion bushels. That was a record. You look at ending stocks, 10.9 billion bushels, just about the same as last year's 10.8 billion bushels. Stocks to use ratio, even with higher production, we've got increased consumption, so that stocks to use ratio is 37.5% compared to 37.6 last year. So not much change in that. I think the news is in the Black Sea area. You're looking at 4.8 billion bushel record crop there. They had 4.7 last year going back. You know, that's a lot of wheat. They're talking about the Black Sea exports increasing by about 8%. Other news is out of India. They're harvesting a record crop. India is looking at changing their marketing system, opening it up, letting companies do the exports. India is proposing to become a major wheat exporter. So that probably won't impact our prices this year, but in the future years, India, the number two, the number three wheat producer in the world, they can make an impact on this wheat market.
Let's look now at what the market is offering for wheat, corn, and beans.
The wheat price is $6 a bushel. Oh, if you look back over the last 5 years, that's a really good price. However, you go back to mid-May, that was $7.25. We've knocked $1.25 off of that. It was $4 this time last year. You look at corn, $5.65 for a forward contract harvest delivery. That's down from $6.25. Grain sorghum at $6.35, that's down from $6.90, and soybeans at about $13, that's down from $13.90. All lower, but especially wheat and corn dropping off $1 to $1.25.
Why do you think wheat prices have declined?
I think there's a lot going on in the market right now. A big part of it is our harvest is going on. I think the crop's coming in larger than expected, and it looks like it's going to go up. We got rain in the Dakotas and up into Canada that's going to improve that spring wheat crop. I think a big thing is what's going on in the Black Sea. They keep raising that production and the export potential for last year. And the money in the market, you go back to February, we had a lot of money moving into the commodity markets, buying the commodities. Open interest, the number of outstanding contracts were extremely high. They've been falling. A lot of money has been moving back out of the wheat and corn markets, and I think that's impacting our prices.
With that in mind, what guidance do you have for producers?
A couple of weeks ago, when prices were up at that 7.25, when prices were up at 650, 660, I felt relatively comfortable about pull the trigger on that wheat. It's down around $6. That's $2 higher than it was last year. I think I still would sell some wheat. I probably wouldn't sell as high a percentage, but I'd pull the trigger on this market while we've got $6 wheat.
Okay, Kim, thanks a lot. We'll see you next week.
And you can close them.